Passover by Galen Drew. It's that time of year again. We get out the plates and food for the meal. Passover is never quite the same each year, because each year we do something different from the last. We host Passover at our house some years, while others we have it at other people's houses. Passover at our house has not always been the case. It started with my mom. Her grandfather and grandmother celebrated Passover, but in a very religious way. They did the entire Seder in Hebrew. That started my mom and her sister on celebrating Passover. We would, while we were in Concord, celebrate Passover at my aunt's house. When we were there, we would have a long reading of the Haggadah, and then we would eat a huge feast of food that all the guests brought. Each group of people attending the Seder brings two or three plagues. When everyone gets there, we have all the plagues. We sit there waiting for the leader of the Seder to come, watching the flickering candles reflect on the bottles of wine and adding a warm color to the napkins holding the matzah. Once the Seder starts, we take turns reading from the Haggadah, and when we get to the plagues, the fun starts. Each person will do a plague, and it's lots of fun because we get showered with gumdrops for boils, plastic frogs, and salt for hail. At our last Seder, we had gummy frogs and plastic cows painted green for cattle disease. The actual dinner starts. We eat all sorts of great food like matzah, fruit, and all sorts of crushed apple and nut paste with cinnamon and a little bit of wine. Conversation and the clinking of plates makes a soothing sound to the ears. Then, when the adults continue in conversation, the kids go off and play around until the end of the Seder starts and we all come back. Before we eat dessert, we look for the afikoman. This is a tradition where one of the adults hides a piece of matzah, wrapped in a napkin, somewhere in the house. Whoever finds it gets a prize. Then we have desserts that break the kosher rule, but we don't celebrate Passover that religiously. Everyone brings a dessert. Last Passover, we had really good desserts that people brought, like pavlova with strawberries and whipped cream, and little marzipan fruits and vegetables, and the afikoman matzah. We have always celebrated Passover as less of a religious ceremony and more as a tradition. We do it every year. This year, my mom said, it's a lot more work to host your own Seder because you have to make the food, prepare the house, and make the Haggadah. The Haggadah is a packet that leads the Seder. Each person has one and we all take turns reading. My mom is never satisfied with one pre-made one, so she makes her own from various Haggadahs. Passover is one of my favorite holidays because it's so much fun and we have so much to do. Passover is busy, but in a fun way.